Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Oh, my God. It's already hump day. Hard to believe.
We're live.
We are live. We're back. It's like we've always been here or something. Oh.
How happy are you?
What do you mean?
I don't know. How happy are you?
I'm really happy.
You're coming off a vacation with family in town?
Yeah, cousins are here.
They're still here.
Yeah, they leave today. They're going to drive up to Bend.
All right. Well, that's good.
Skiing.
Did you guys have fun?
Yeah, we had a great time.
Great.
Yeah, it was good. It's a house full, you know. It's just a ton of people in your house. Like,
yeah.
Only five of them.
I do know.
They didn't bring their oldest daughter.
Mm. So. Oh, only five.
Only five. So,
And none of them stayed at your brother's, right?
No.
Did his kid come home?
They had little kids. Yeah, his kid came home. Mm. And she left in the middle of the whole thing. And,
mm-hmm. It's just a lot.
She's like, I'm out of here, man.
Well, she was fine because she's over at her mom and dad's house,
right?
And she has a life. She's in her late 20s.
Late 20s.
Oh, I thought she
26,
was
26. I think
she's a grown lady.
I thought she was late teens or early 20s.
No, their kids, John and Deb, have two kids together, and
she's a
Taylor
woman.
Is from a previous relationship.
But whose?
Debbie's previous.
Oh. Slut that Debbie!
Oh my God! Don't say that.
What?
I didn't know Debbie had
daughter
that.
From another man.
Yeah.
Was she married before?
No, she wasn't married.
Oh, told you,
no.
Slut.
Oh, my God. You said. Don't slut shame anybody.
She knows I'm kidding. Baby. I love Debbie. Are
I know.
You kidding?
Debbie is great.
She's hilarious.
She's great.
So sweet.
On
slutty, but sweet.
Slutty. Yeah. Slutty, but no. Really sweet.
Well, most slutty girls are sweet, right, Sarah?
Yes,
come
you said.
Hello. I'm hella
Hold
slutty
on.
And super sweet.
My God, me too. I'm like the nicest person.
I know.
Oh.
Wow.
That's why I'm like, sure, you could have it.
Oh, nobody wants it anymore.
Oh, I know, it's too old. Well, maybe an 80-year-old. He's, you're young and spry.
Oh, you're so young.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we have to start trolling the old folks' homes.
Oh, I got you.
Right before we get there.
I'm there.
Oh, by the way, just a total aside, on the 17th, which was Sunday?
I think so. Today's the 20th?
Yeah, was our 22nd
right.
anniversary.
We were going to talk about this on Friday. I don't think
totally
we ever did.
Totally forgot about it. But thank you so much for 22 years. And
yay.
We hope to do 22 more.
From the old folks home.
I remember getting here.
Oh, my God. It's like it was, honest to God, it's like it was yesterday. Kids, 30 to 50 is really quick. Mm. So enjoy. You'll love it.
It's fun to think about that, isn't it?
It is. Well, it's
so hairball.
The weirdest part is that I think about people who listen who were, if you were 10 years old when we started here, you're fully in your 30s now. Like, you're...
Oh, I don't think about that. I think about coming here, arriving, how hairball it was, sharing rides, hookers on the street.
Dude,
all of a sudden,
day before
where we're put up for a gig, and they're like banging on the door, "Let us pee in here."
We're okay.
Like, "No."
I'm like, I just I can't let you in. I
all the
I
stuff.
I don't think I should. I don't know.
That is part of the early days of this show, and there was a person who came in and started working downstairs and was like, "Oh, it's so hard to get a show started." I'm like, "Listen, D, we started a show too, and it was hard then and it's hard now, and I don't want to hear about it."
Yeah.
Like, we all had to put in it. I don't want to hear it. Yeah, right. I don't want to hear it from you. How hard.
Yeah, no, I get it. You don't need to tell us. You know what else is hard? Keeping it going for 22 years.
Right. That's even harder.
Yeah. Totally harder. Like, you have some energy when you start.
Yeah.
And then, the hours start getting you're just like, oh, man, I got to turn it on. You give yourself a pep talk every day on the way, and here we go. You got to put, and listen, I really think one of the big secrets to having a successful show is being able to turn off your actual life when you're in here. Like, you have to be here. Doesn't matter what you're going through or anybody on, in your family's going through. Right. None of that matters.
You got to leave that stuff at the door.
The crap that you have to do when you get home. The little cough that you got going on. You have to stop it.
So funny that the last coming in today, I'm free of the last month. Like, the last month has been so
just
awful.
Just a lot. Yes.
And I just got through it, and it's the taxes and the car theft and the new car and the and the wedding and the stuff.
Oh, that wedding isn't gone yet.
No, but it's there's just the pile, and I'm through it. Like, the last 4 days. In fact, Friday, when we left here, one of the things on my list is going to gross you out, but it's been on my list. One of the things I do at the house when I get home is if the weather allows, I open up the windows.
Yes.
And let that house breathe.
Yeah.
Yes.
It can be cave-ish if you don't. You know what I mean?
Well, and it's just nice to kind of switch the air out.
So, especially in my kids' room, or, kids. I just want the kid to, like, fresh air.
Right. It's been freezing.
Bright lights. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want her to be caving. So, I go to the window. I don't know what this was. 2 weeks ago. And I open the blinds, and right outside her window is the carcass of a giant rat.
Oh, no.
Oh, on the roof?
On the roof, on the ledge, outside her window.
And so you immediately close the window. Well, you don't want her to see that carcass?
I don't want her to see it, for sure. And it's clear that...
How big? Put your hands out. Like that.
Ooh, that's like a
muskrat, man. That's a huge rat.
And
that's 10 inches.
It went down
without the tail,
outside her window. Like the fight did.
Oh.
Between whatever. So I don't know.
Like, maybe one of the cats got it.
I don't know.
It was me. Or bird.
I think it's the orange cat and not ours. Not the orange cat likes her, my daughter. Mm-hmm. No one else.
Oh.
Like, my daughter runs right
at.
I don't know whose cat it is.
Fluffy?
We call that one Garfield.
Stinky.
Garfield, whatever.
Yeah.
She runs right up and pets it. No one else goes near it. It doesn't. It's so. I don't know if. Hello? I don't know if that was like an offering for her. I know cats do weird stuff.
Sure.
It was right outside her window. So I don't know if the thing brought it up there and then took care of it outside the window, or an owl did it.
Oh.
But anyway, the first thing I do
maybe
is I'm
brought
like,
it to her as a gift. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Exactly. That's what he's saying. Offer an offer.
Anyway.
I love you. Here you go.
It was
like
half
cat
eaten.
Cats bring you
crap. It was like a skeleton rat tail. Yeah. It was disgusting.
Did it stink?
It didn't. I didn't deal with it on that level yet. So the weather has been horrendous, and I'm like, all right, I'll just wait until it's clear. And then it's clear, and I'm like, I don't know how to get screens out. I know I'm going to break this screen. I start pulling on it, and the tab snaps out.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
like, God, I shut the blinds again.
Do you have the ladder? Go from the other side.
Yeah, come on.
No,
that's
it's so high. You have no idea. There's no going from that side.
Oh.
So I had the missus. I'm like, look, I know you used to sneak out of your house. You don't have to. I know girls are got this stuff wired with your twitchy little fingers, and you're just break the screen out when you can. Otherwise, I'm going to tear the screen and ruin it, and then the window will be have to. Anyway,
you need another one.
She did it in 2 seconds. Yeah. Friday, I got the rat carcass.
Did you use a paint scraper?
I went out there with gloves and picked it up, and then I went out there with the brush.
Oh, scrubbed the roof.
I'm telling you, the battle went down outside that window.
Wow.
There was hair.
That sounds awful.
But I got it all and was like, that's off my list too. So like Friday evening, I went, it's all done.
So you finished everything Friday evening. You got to actually relax over the weekend.
The weekend was like...
Did you get to surf?
The surf's been a weather-related nightmare, but I did surf yesterday. 30 degrees when I went out.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Eww! 30 degrees as in the weather or the water?
The air. No, the water was warm. Like bath water, comparatively.
It was 48 degrees, for God's sake.
But 30 outside.
Jeez.
Anyway, I got to go yesterday. But other than that, I just got stuff done.
It's nice. It was a good feeling.
Oh, The other thing was that my fence fell down, and you know who I thought of?
Oh, no. Hooman?
Is he not here?
He's not here. His fence fell down.
His
back.
Yeah, his fence fell down.
What do you mean?
His back is out.
His back is out? What do you mean?
He can't get up.
Well, you remember how I couldn't walk or get up or anything? That's the way he is right now. Between his back and his butt. And his leg.
Dude, I told you guys this the other day. I saw him out on the street. And you wouldn't know who he was.
Yesterday?
No. The other day, coming in here. It was pitch black. And he was wearing all black. But I knew it was him by the way he was walking. He was walking like some broken toy. Mm-hmm. Like, he had his side, upper half. It was
He's
sideways.
He's got to hold everything just so. You wouldn't believe the stretching and the weird positions he puts himself into in here. I actually think that's half the problem. He's always twisting his body up into some weird knot. Like, I'm stretching my lateral.
I told him to go. I talked to him this morning on the phone.
So he said, I'm in bed. I cannot leave.
His back is out. All he could do is kneel. And he could only sleep like, a couple hours at a time, which totally relate. The pain is so bad. I told him to go to the doctor I went to that does the cold therapy. I can't remember doctor's name. But I don't know.
That's too normal, Yuzette.
Well, I mean, you need some modern medicine.
No,
cutting edge.
Clearly that Eastern stuff is not working for this. I'm sure it works for certain things, but it's not working for this.
Right.
So his back went out on Friday, and he was flying to Arizona for a wedding.
Oh, right.
I think he was the best man.
Oh, God.
I can't remember what part he was in the wedding.
Right, he was in the
wedding. I don't know if Bryn might be listening to something else.
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember.
But,
so he did not have a good time.
He was mad about not being able to do the speech, though.
Oh.
Why?
What did he tell you?
What happened? What does your back have to do with your speech?
No, I just heard. I don't know if he's the best man, but I know he's not doing a speech. That's all I know.
Oh, he wanted to do a speech and he didn't get to.
How come he didn't want to? Or rather, they didn't.
I don't know about any of that.
Maybe they know him and they didn't want it.
They're like, wow, dude, you'll go on forever.
Or maybe they barely know him and they're like, bro, we got real good friends here that are going to do speeches.
Somehow you've wrangled your way into the wedding party. You're not also doing a speech.
We understand you live for weddings, but look.
He always says this, though.
Right.
On his, whenever he flies, he has like a phobia because it screws his back up whenever he flies. And this is a good, I'm telling you, this guy drags a seat around with him. Mm-hmm. Like he's got this donut, like a double donut. It's some kind of like one of those hemorrhoid rings. Yeah. And then he puts a travel pillow on top of it, I guess so that he can prolapse down into it. I'm not sure why he needs a well that deep. Oh, I don't know, man.
Very
like, what is going on? Like, I've actually tried to sit on that thing.
Yeah,
like,
it's hard.
It's like, this seems detrimental.
Was he at your house Sunday night?
He wasn't.
Oh.
No, because we
had... Oh, well, you had
tons of house full, and it wasn't our night to, we didn't have to work on Monday, so... Yeah, that's
that? Isn't Sunday so incredible when you're
it's such a great day when you can...
do tomorrow. That's a miracle.
I know. It's oh man, there was some story floating around the last few days about the 4-day work week.
I got
is
one
back.
In my pile today.
So funny. Mm-hmm. Just like, make that happen. That'd be so great. Every Monday off. Huh?
415 says, remind Hooman how Steve Jobs' biggest regret was not getting modern medicine.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Well, I mean, Steve Jobs did have cancer. It's a little different than
your
high school back injury that somehow is still affecting you at 45.
Right. But now, so it has been 20-something years that he's been dealing with this thing, and it's time for him to go to someone who could possibly offer surgery or something that would fix him.
Well, look, the first thing a real doctor is going to say is, you need to lose 20 pounds. Mm. You got to take the weight off. That's every doctor will check you and go, you're overweight.
Right. But he does work out all the time, which I think exacerbates it. And sometimes people deal with it and deal with it and deal with it and deal with it. And then finally they go and somebody does this. I know two people who try the chiropractic and the this and the that and the Eastern medicine and the homeopathic remedies and the special traction thing that you hang in for an hour a day. And then you know what they did? They went to a real doctor who like fixed their spinal column, who put it together, fused two things together, whatever it is they had to do. And now guess what? They can walk around and they don't have to lay on the ground at the place that they work with their feet up in the air and spread out to the sides like a weird spread eagle. No one wants that thing in the corner.
Well, you know, part of that is that he can do that here. If he had a job where he couldn't do, like, they'd be all, dude, either work or get out.
Mm-hmm.
Here, it's like, look at the goofball in the corner with his legs spread.
It's actually, it's part of the whole character that he plays in this show.
And then
show.
We take pictures and post them.
Like, yay, social media. Anyway, so he's not here, but we talked about him for 10 minutes. So anyway,
oh, because my fence
flooded
off.
Right. Like, so your fence fell.
So I knew when we bought this house, the fence was going down. You could see it. There were a million bad repair jobs. Yeah. There's a lot of janky nails put in. Clearly, you could see the lean. And then over the weekend, the thing went down. I'm like, oh, rats.
I could have just gotten a few more months out of it.
I just needed to get through the season. But of course, with this weather, that you knew it was going to. So I had to put that back. Prop that back up.
Oh, no.
I'm not
well,
good at that stuff to begin
with. Well, fences are not cheap either. You got to get a good one.
It's happening. It has to happen.
Well, you want a nice fence.
I budgeted for it. It was in the plan for this year. It wasn't in the plan for last weekend.
Right now.
Right. But, you know, we had
Does
all
the whole
time,
thing have to go?
Most of the thing has to go. Most, and there's a lot.
Well, it's a nice feeling when it's finally done, and then you feel like, well, I just started the 9-10 year countdown again.
Yeah,
right.
Yay. And your HOA is going to be like, hey, that needs to be fixed.
That needs to be fixed.
Well, that's part of the thing. Mm-hmm. I won't get into the whole story, but that is part of it. HOAs,
fun.
Yay!
Who
doesn't love a good HOA? Come on.
The weather has been so intense that sure the fence went down, but the snow. Mm. Has been all time.
Yeah.
Has your boy been does he text you like, I'm in 20 foot of powder?
Oh, Johnny.
No, I just look at his Instagram and I can see that he's having fun. They actually was, you know, there were a bunch of pictures of him just not being able to ski. They weren't, like, the places were just closed.
Oh.
So they have a house up there and it's them, like, playing in the yard because that's all that they can
One
do.
One of our salespeople went up.
Oh, I saw it, Megan.
She's crazy. They went up in the storm when everyone said, don't drive in this. Mm-hmm. You're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They went up in it and slept in the car.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
But they were up there for the best snow. That's what it takes.
She's a real athlete. Like, she'll do all kinds of stuff. Professional soccer player.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's nice. I like her.
She's very nice.
She's awesome.
She's going to be up today, actually.
Oh. She's back?
Yeah.
All right.
A lot of people have this entire week off. I have to say that this now, because there's snow, I think especially, like, everyone was like, okay, we're headed to the mountains. My town was empty this weekend.
Your what?
The whole town.
Oh, your
it was
town.
Like, everywhere we went, I was like, this is great. Like, you'd walk into a restaurant at 7 p.m. and they'd be like,
so
we'd love to show you to a table.
Mill Valley is full of skiers.
Apparently
is what you're
saying. Well, ski week is ski week, so. Especially when there's actual skiing to be done.
Right.
We've had such a couple crappy seasons, and everyone's just jonesing to get up there.
So by ski week, in terms of kids with school, are kids off of school this week?
Well, they are in my town. I think it is different. I think they stagger it.
Yeah. There's a lot off, though.
Right. I think because of the holiday, this is a good week for the schools to take off.
Yeah.
Right.
So at least where I live.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering.
Like, really,
I have a story for Vinny. I haven't totally read it, but Oakland teachers may be going on strike this week, Vinny. I don't have all the details, so I didn't know if that was hurting the situation now or helping it since we're not there.
Yeah, I'm sure that all the different school districts have different weeks. Yeah. If they all had the same week, Tahoe would be overrun.
Flooded.
They got to stagger it.
I'm with you, teachers.
Yeah.
It's a tough one, though.
It is tough. It's hard to be a teacher. It's hard. It was always going to be hard. You knew that going in, you know, famously.
You can't tell people that, though.
Underpaid, famously burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
You tell people that, and then you tell them, and you have summers off, and they're like, yeah, but I deal with your kid.
Right.
I know.
And a lot of them have to take jobs up during the summer.
Well, right.
Yeah.
But they're saying it's going to affect, KCBS was reporting that the strike will affect kids that were counting on those meal programs.
It's just seriously a problem here because no one can afford to live here.
Yeah. Right.
That's the issue. I'm not sure where, but there are other cities where what you're paid is enough
we'll
to
it.
Actually allow you
not
to
not going
to
be rich, but you'll be
live,
fulfilled
right?
as
and
a
here
teacher.
You
it's
cannot.
A calling. It's really hard. It is hard. And it's, you know, it's tough on the families whose teachers are on strike because...
What do they do?
Now what? I got to take work off to watch my kid or pay for childcare somewhere? Yeah. It's a tough
Hurts
situation.
Everyone.
Yeah. It's nice to have some place to put your kid.
Oh. Go. Just go.
You
go
are
to that
not
place.
Kidding.
Go to school.
I took my kid to her gym. Uh-huh. She has a gym.
Oh. A little gymboree type
it's,
thing?
It's like rope swings. What do they call those bouncy things? Whatever.
Oh, like a jumpy house kind of thing?
No, it's like what
trampoline.
Yeah, it's got that. It's got zip lines.
Oh, fun.
Wow.
Got a foam pit.
Oh, nice.
They can land yeah. into all kinds of bars, the everything. Not bars for drinking, you know, the spinny yeah. kind.
Yeah. Those are for the parents.
I just sat in my van for 2 hours. She came out of there like, I mean, well, I had to go in and get
his
her.
Van.
But, sweating like a hog, happy
like,
as could be.
Vinny's a van. I'm like, oh yeah.
I know.
Van.
I thought the same thing for a minute too.
Sit
like I picture him with
thing.
Like a unicorn on the side,
legs you know. Up,
or the Scooby-Doo van.
iPad, watching surf videos, reading the news, checking in with people. What's yeah. up? Yeah, I'm at the gym.
You know what's so, oh God. What's funny is like when you have to wait for a kid in a parking lot somewhere, I always like drop the kid off or whatever. And then I go back and I find a spot where the sun isn't shining directly into my lap. Like you have to find a tree or you have to angle your car just the right way.
Oh yeah.
Like, you know,
it's a whole thing. Worse is a lot of the parents sit in there and stare at their kid.
Yeah.
And I get it. Nothing could be more horrifying than the idea that someone might take your kid or something happens to your kid, but I can't sit there and stare at her.
It's fine.
I'm in the lot. Mm-hmm. I tell the person, here's my number. I'm in that. Look through the window.
See me?
I'm here.
I'm just not going to be in here.
I just can't stare at her while she plays.
It's good. It gives her some independence.
Yes, exactly
and
right.
Man, that must tire her the heck out.
It's perfect.
2 hours.
Oh, yeah. It's perfect.
So she just goes for as long as she wants or is it a class?
No, it's just open play.
Oh.
Go crazy.
So she just goes in there.
She makes
some
friends.
Of the other kids.
2 minutes in, she's like, this is my new friend. I walk back in and out.
Boy,
make
that's
sure.
Great.
Take a picture.
Yeah, sure. Act like you were there. Dude,
Mom, look.
Yeah, exactly. Mom, look. She's here. I'm
she's
here.
She's here. We're both hanging. Yeah. It's all good.
Do you tell Dusty that you're sitting in the car?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Dusty sits in the car. Dusty goes in.
I don't. She doesn't take her.
Oh. That's just, you're like.
It's a me thing.
Really? I got her this afternoon. Oh, you know what I'm going to do? We're going to go to the gym.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to watch surf videos in the car.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. KLSC HD1, San Francisco. We're going to start with a song. I guess we're going to play this all morning.
Yeah. So, every other hour, I think it schedules the Pink song.
Yeah. This is a new song from Pink. She teased it on Ellen DeGeneres. In fact, I think I'll start with a Pink story and I'll tell you all about it. So just listen to it. It's called Walk Me Home on Alice.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.